Well, this morning we're visiting with Dolly Bergman, who is the president of Atlantic Trees Forever, and Brad Riphagen is with us as well with the Trees Forever organization. Good morning to both of you. Thank you very much. Dolly, I know this past week you had an opportunity to get into the Atlantic City Park, and Brad Riphagen is with us as well with the Trees Forever organization. Good morning to both of you. Thank you very much. Dolly, I know this past week you had an opportunity to get into the Atlantic City Park and plant a... Well, there are no ceremonial trees, but it was a ceremonial planting for an important anniversary.
Yes, Atlantic Trees Forever is 25 years old this year. They were established March 17th, 1992, so it was a good St. Patrick's Day.
I'm guessing you were part of that?
No, actually we weren't, Jim. We hadn't moved back yet. See, we moved back in 96 and might say got started with Trees Forever in 1999. It was one of those, it was after I had been at the Chamber, and had, might say, was going to do other things. And Dave says to me one day, he'd seen the ad in the paper saying they were going to meet. And he says, how about if we go to that? That'd be something we could do together. And I says, fine, not a problem. Started going that fall, of course, like all groups, you know, it's time to get some new officers. and somebody looked at Dave and says something about, would you consider doing something? And he politely says, no, but Dolly can. And so I started out as, might say, a secretary, and then took care of the checks, wrote the, as treasurer, and I think, what was it, 2007, I think I became the president, and they've never let me get rid of it. So I just, and I, they laugh because I write the grants, I write the checks, and I keep the minutes. So it's like, you know, nobody else wants to do any of it. So, but that's fine. I can do all that stuff. Don't ask me to identify the trees, but I can keep them organized.
So is that lots of support from home or no support from home?
Oh, it's lots of support. Okay. It really is.
Well, it's fun. Now, this is, I'm going to pad your ego here a little bit, but I guess I wasn't even aware that Trees Forever was very active in this community until you were involved.
Well, you know, I'm not sure how much they were doing beforehand of that. I do have the list of, like, the locations that they had planted and the dollars that they had gotten from Alliant and what they had gotten from AMU. But they didn't have any big, super big projects. Like I said, they would plant 3, 4, 5 trees sort of thing. I guess I just got real ambitious and would plant 15, 20, 25, whatever that I could get the money for.
Well, I want to talk a little bit with Brad, too, because he's your support person, I guess you could call him, here for the Atlantic, the local Trees Forever. Brad, what do you provide here to the local folks?
You probably should ask Dolly that. But really what my role is, not depending on the community, it depends on their level of expertise that they have on the committee and what kind of things they need. So some committees, I help them choose species of trees. Some committees, I, you know, talk them through a planting and those types of things. Having done it for 25 years, this committee is pretty savvy about all those types of things. So my role a lot of times is, well, where else can we plant? Or just to come in and tell them what other things they might be involved with on a statewide basis, or even some other folks that are doing things in the area that they might be able to assist in terms of giving them some expertise as well locally. So,
well, anyone who's so much as planted a tree in the yard somewhere, you always understand there's a reason you plant what tree you plant, where you plant it. There are reasons why you want it in the first place. I suppose that's a lot of it too, is the technical support.
Yes, definitely, it's the technical support on my part. And actually, it's interesting because I've been doing this for 20 some years. Anyhow, the way we plant a tree has changed. We look at a lot of different things than what we used to when we first started planting trees. So it is my, if they are unable to do this, but I actually bring some of the newer knowledge to them if they're not able to keep up with it themselves. And so that's one of the big things for me that's happened over the number of years is we've probably changed the way we planted trees 3 or 4 different times already. And hopefully to more success now, because we seem to be learning things as we go along, just like everybody else does. And so it's trying to bring that new information to the folks as well.
You work with a lot of communities across the state. Is each town is different anyway, but are each town's needs and wants when it comes to tree plantings and things, are they different too?
Definitely. And it depends. I think it depends on the makeup of the committee. I mean, what they see as a need in their community. And some communities do have different needs. We have some communities that want to just focus on planting trees on streets. So that parking area, that's the public right of way. Some communities don't even allow that. So all those kind of things figured in. Alliant actually and AMU both encourage planting of trees in your yard for the multiple benefits that that provides. And so some communities focus on that, and some communities focus on large projects like, okay, we got a new community building downtown and we want to add trees there, or this church just added on and we want to add some trees there. There's just a variety of different things that people look at when they're looking at projects.
Kind of an exciting opportunity for somebody like you, because every project can be enhanced by trees.
Well, every project I get to plant a tree at, which is the awesome thing. You know, how many times, like one of the presenters said today, I mean, you're putting something in the ground that actually, how do you want to say this? The benefit of that plant grows as the tree grows. So this little tree we planted today is not providing a whole lot of shade for us. But in 20 years, the dollar value actually that they place on that is probably multiplied by 30 or 50. I mean, because what a mature tree provides in a yearly value for a homeowner could be around $300 to $400, depending on where it's placed on your property. So there's a lot of value in those, and we don't always often think about that in terms of the community itself and your own home property. So,
how did you ever get involved in this kind of work in the first place?
That is a very good question. You know, oh, God, that's a story in and of itself. actually... We were living in Illinois looking for a reason to get back to Iowa, and this was a great reason. There was a job opening, and they wanted somebody in Western Iowa, and that's where it worked out. So my wife and I are both from Iowa. We wanted to get out of Illinois where things were going nuts, and Iowa is a great place to raise family.
Absolutely is. Dolly, you get a lot of support, obviously, from this guy and the organization, but a lot of support in a lot of different ways here locally, too. You consult with and get feedback from a lot of different individuals and groups here.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, like you mentioned, AMU has been very helpful, and the city has been very cooperative with through the Parks and Recreation. But, you know, we've planted all over the community. So you've got to work with the Y. You've got to work with the Wickmans, the Little Lambs, the schools. So you're always working with some other group, basically, to get things set up and get things moving and stuff. And I'll just read off here all the places we've planted. The mental health, the old location, the Atlantic Dental, the hospital, the fairgrounds, the courthouse, 5th and Walnut, Allen House, Bull Creek, Middle School, High School, Washington, Little Lambs, Head Start, along the West Highway 6 near the gravel pit, along Chestnut west of Iowa Communication, Iowa Western, T-Bone Trail, the entry signs, Cedar Park, Holt Park, Pellet Park, Millette Park, Sunnyside Park, Ann Wickman Center, Buck Creek Dog Park, the Atlantic Specialty Care, East Ridge Park, the Horse Arena at the Fairgrounds, the Cemetery, the YMCA, Shilberg's, the Library, the City Nodes, Depot, and Highway 6 and 71 in the right-of-way. So I think we've got the town covered from east to west and north to south pretty much. And I think there's, for me, I think there's, especially in the parks, I think there's parks that people don't realize we have, unless you happen to be a neighbor of that particular park. Because I don't think, you know, a lot of people realize that Cedar Park and Millette, especially down at 3rd Street Place, I don't think that people realize it's there. So we've tried to, you know, enhance them all by planting trees and as many of them as we possibly can.
Well, the nice thing about with tree planting is you can have a long-range plan, or you don't really need a plan at all. Right. You just need to have good intentions.
That's right. You know, because some of them, you just, you know, it's like the first time we went to Millette, it was basically, there was nothing. I mean, literally nothing in that park. And so they said, plant them wherever you want. Just leave us kind of an area where we could put some playground equipment.
Sure.
So you kind of rimmed it, and that was, took care of it.
Talk about today's planting.
Today we planted number 25. Since the spring, we have planted 24 other trees in 24 different locations across the community, all in one of those previous locations that we planted. And like I said, today being number 25, so it's been, I said, quite a project getting 25 different locations involved and volunteers to plant the trees and making sure people say, well, yes, you can plant it in this location, and getting all the contacts completed. So.
Well, folks who might be looking for it, it's in the city park, pretty much right square in the middle. It's just to the west of the monument in the middle of the park, just to the south of the outline of the state of Iowa, right in the middle of city park, which is nice to see that it's available and visible again. For a long time, it was overgrown.
Right.
So
I just came back. You couldn't see. No. You didn't. People didn't even realize it was there.
I know.
So this is nice.
I've told people many times, whatever happened to that? Because it was gone, and now it's back again. So that's kind of nice, too. Brad, what type of tree is this?
Oh, it is a little leaf linden. And it's a pretty common shade tree that we use throughout the state. One of those that is tolerant of many different conditions. So it should do quite well here. In fact, in the background here, as people are looking, if they're looking from the south, looking north, there is a large one behind it in a little picnic table area, which is probably 40 to 50 feet tall. It's the same type of tree. And so they can see what it's actually going to look like as it matures. Because right now it's 8 feet tall.
It'll be much larger, not too far down the road, and provide lots and lots of shade and comfort for folks over the years. Well, Brad, also, if folks from other communities around the area, big or small, are hearing this and think, well, gee, maybe we'd like to get involved in Trees Forever, too. How would they do that?
Lots of ways. But basically, the first point of contact could be our 800 number, which is 800-369-1269. Or they could go on the website, which is treesforever.org. Either way would be a way to get to find out what is available to folks. We work with, as Atlantic has for several years, work with Alliant. And so Alliant is one of our main sponsors. So that's one of the ways we get involved with communities in the area. We also work a lot with Black Hills Power as well. So those folks both work with us on a similar program in terms of tree plantings. But there are other ways, too. So if you have issues with trees or you have something that you want to do that may relate to a planting in your community, get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do for you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming by today.
You bet. Thank you for asking the questions.
You bet. And we appreciate the work, not just of Trees Forever, but the Atlantic Trees Forever group. Dolly, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Amen. Way to go, Dolly.